The acting president of the merged Liberal National Party in Queensland says he won't rule out tapping another of the state's federal MPs on the shoulder to ensure a continuing place in politics for Peter Dutton. The party's executive has said it's committed to finding a spot for Mr. Dutton and it's considering all options. But political analysts warn those options are limited. Charlotte Glennie reports from Brisbane.
49-year-old Karen Andrews is a qualified mechanical engineer and a mother of three. Now she's also been pre-selected as the LNP's candidate for the Gold Coast seat of Macpherson. Here's the acting president of Queensland's Liberal National Party, Gary Spence.
She's a very impressive person. She'll make an excellent member of the federal parliament and will represent the people of Macpherson very well.
He says it was a closely fought race.
What we had on the weekend was four very, very good candidates down in Macpherson, two of whom were locals with a long track record on the coast. And I guess the locals ended up ultimately after 3.5 hour process supporting one of those two locals in what was a very close run thing.
Among the rejected was the federal opposition spokesman on health, Peter Dutton. And that happened against the wishes of senior Liberals, including the federal opposition leader Malcolm Turnbull. Peter Dutton had taken a gamble. He had sought the selection after bailing from his marginal seat of Dixon following a redistribution of Queensland's electoral boundaries. Now Gary Spence says every effort will be made to find Mr. Dutton a new seat.
I actually supported Peter Dutton also leading up to Saturday. I very much intend to work with our President Bruce Mackay, ran the executive of the LNP, to find a spot for Peter Dutton sometime between now and the next federal election.
And he's not ruling out trying to oust another federal MP from their seat.
I don't think it's helpful if I speculate on any of our potential options, other than to say that I think it's very important that Peter Dutton remain in the federal parliament. Someone with his expertise and experience doesn't come along every day, and I'll be doing what I can to work with our state executive to ensure that we find a spot for him after the next federal election.
But finding a spot for Peter Dutton will be no easy task. Here's Professor Scott Presser, a public policy expert at the Australian Catholic University.
We've heard from the LNP executive that they are looking at options for Peter Dutton. They don't want to see him leave politics. So what kind of options are there available to him?
Well, the other options are look around, see who else could be up for retirement. Could there be some inducement? The trouble is when you're in opposition and you're in both federally and state, you can't offer any existing MPs any positions overseas or posts. So it's very hard to sort of lean on someone and say, could you please go for the good of the party because we've got nothing to offer you. So I think there's only a limited range of options. And you can just look around the seats around Queensland. There's fewer seats after the last federal election. Who's going to put their hand up to make way for Peter Dutton? And I think you find that most politicians are not very inclined to do that.
Well, what do you see as the most likely outcome of this then?
I think the most likely outcome is unless the LNP executive can find a seat, Mr. Dutton is going to have to run his existing seat and do the best he can. He's a very good campaigner, and it's possible that he could win that seat. I mean, this whole thing has been done so clumsily, so much in the public arena. These sort of things should be done behind closed doors, and it shows you the lack of professionalism of the coalition parties in these sort of issues that have been so mismanaged.
And what does it show about the merger of the LNP in Queensland?
It highlights that there's still a lot of teething problems to go through because we're dealing not with just state politics, we're also dealing with federal politics. But two different dynamics going on at each level of government.
Professor Scott Prasser ending that report from Charlotte Glennie.